This morning, we have a couple of Kiwanis members from the Atlantic Kiwanis Club in with us today, and we're going to talk about a community opportunity coming up this Monday, March the 30th, with a free show that's going to be held at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. Should be a lot of fun for folks here in the community. We have Carla Akers with us this morning, and Sue Murray joins us as well. Thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Welcome.
Absolutely. Carla, I want to start with you. You are actively involved in the Atlantic Kiwanis Builders Club. Before we talk about the show coming up Monday night, what is the Atlantic Kiwanis Builders Club?
It is a mini Kiwanis in the middle school, for middle school age. Kiwanis also, nationwide, has Kids Club, which is grade school, mm-hmm. and then Key Club, which is high school. I think people are more probably familiar with Key Club. But Builders Club is what we have in Atlantic at the middle school.
Is that an effort to try to get young people in touch with community participation?
Yeah, it is. I find that kids want to serve. They want to be involved. They want to know what's going on. They see things going on all around them, but they don't know why necessarily, and they don't know how to get involved.
So through Builders Club, they get direction from the adults, but do they kind of make their own decisions and kind of steer the boat?
They do. I'm just a sponsor, and I have a lot of support from Kiwanis members. We just kind of direct them. They come up with the ideas. International suggests some ideas. This year's theme from Kiwanis is sowing seeds of service. Well, our particular kids in Atlantic chose friendship as their theme for the year. And then they kind of plan their year as to what they want to accomplish, either within the school or within the community.
Very good. Well, all good lessons for them to learn early.
Definitely.
Yeah, very good. Is it a big group? Do you have a lot involved?
There's probably been as many as 12 at a meeting. Mm-hmm. There's probably 15 or 16 that kind of come in and out, and it changes. Last week we had 2 new members, so...
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There are a lot of adult groups can't get 12 people to a meeting. That's not too bad at all. Well, very good. It's nice to see them wanting to take an interest in the community and really, you know, kind of get their hands dirty a little bit and get active and involved. Now, one of the things that they're going to be sponsoring is this experience coming up on Monday night at the middle school auditorium. It's a group called Sheltered Reality. Now, is this something that they started, or is this something that the adults kind of started and they moved it forward?
Well, they had decided that they wanted, most of them are 8th graders. They've got a couple of 7th graders, and they feel like they needed to recruit members, especially 5th and 6th graders, or 6th and 7th graders. And so they chose this week to be Builders Club Awareness. And they had a concern about bullying. So they kind of blended the two ideas together. And since their theme is friendship, this week at the school they've been doing dress-up and daily activities that gear the students more towards thinking of kindness and being another person's friend. And along with that, one of the girls developed a PowerPoint presentation that told her story. She used to be a bullier, and she realized that it was a terrible thing, and she felt bad about it, and she wanted to get the message out to her other classmates from her perspective. And I was kind of torn about that because I didn't want to put a student up in front of their peers. It's kind of a hot spot. Mm-hmm. So Sue came to me and said, Sheltered Reality would be awesome. It would go along so well because they carry a message of similar to what the kids were wanting to get across. And they do talk about anti-bullying.
Excellent. Well, that's a perfect segue because I want to bring Sue in at this point because Sheltered Reality is something that actually, it's a drumline, an inspirational drumline. They've performed here before at Atlantic Fest, but this will be an opportunity for folks to experience that again. And you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler.
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler. Dick.
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler Dickey from La Vista, is one of their drummers. He's been involved with it for 3 years now. He was 5 years old when he first saw the group, and it was at a church in Lewis. And was interested ever since in...
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler Dickey...
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler Dickey from La Vista, is one of their drummers. He's...
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler Dickey from La Vista, is one of their drummers.
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler Dickey.
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler Dickey from La Vista, is one of their drummers. He's been involved with it for 3 years now. He was 5 years old when he first saw the group, and it was at a church in Lewis. And was interested ever since in...
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler Dickey from La Vista, is one of their drummers. He's been involved with it for 3 years now. He was 5 years old when he first saw the group, and it was at a church in Lewis. And was interested ever since in...
Experience that again, and you have a lot of firsthand knowledge about that group, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, Tyler Dickey from La Vista, is one of their drummers. He's been involved with it for 3 years now. He was 5 years old when he first saw the group, and it was at a church in Lewis. And was interested ever since in drumming, because he got a short... drum
lesson,
yes, mm-hmm. afterwards that day. And it has just really been good for him.
See, the kind of a kid who was banging on all the pots and pans with wooden spoons when he was a kid?
Well, yeah, I think he did, actually. Yeah.
Didn't we all, huh? What kid doesn't want to be in a drum line when they get right down to it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, when it's one thing to see that and to think, hey, that'd be kind of neat. But then when you get a little older and you learn more about it, that really drew him in, didn't it?
Yes. Yes, it has. This is all choreographed, and it's been an inspiration even for me to see him grow from, you know, day one until now. Mm-hmm. So it's been, I'm very proud of him and the group.
Oh,
I love the music.
It's not just music. There's a message there as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the message is... To believe in yourself, to try something new, and to never give up. That's their inspiration in the group.
So is it an evening of more than just music? Do they talk about the message during the course of the performance?
The founder, Steve, and his manager, they will talk. Yes, they talk about the different messages and experiences with other kids that they've come across and have helped, you know, through all their trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, I assume that Tyler's probably done quite a bit of traveling with this, too. It's got to keep him pretty busy.
Yes. Yep, they go all over. They've been to several different states, Indiana, Kansas, South Dakota, in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Yeah, several states.
Yeah, do a lot of traveling.
Yes,
is it it's a pretty solid commitment, I'm guessing. There's got to be a lot of practice involved.
Yes, they have like 4 hour long practices.
Sure. How big is the group, do you know?
Well, there's so many different sites all over different states. I think he's got like 19 different states that he goes to and has drumming sites at these different places. I really don't know, Jim, for sure, but there's a lot.
They don't let a lot of moss grow beneath their feet.
No, it involves a lot of kids and adults, too.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like he's having a great time with it, and now he gets a chance to come back here and maybe see a few familiar faces and have fun. That's got to be a lot of fun, performing kind of in front of home folks, people that you know.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're hoping for a huge crowd at the auditorium.
Yeah. Now, this event, and either one of you can jump in here, this event is a free admission thing. So what does Kiwanis get out of it? You're not fundraising necessarily. What does Kiwanis get out of this? Is it just spreading the message?
Yeah, I believe so. Kiwanis is 100 years old this year, and we felt like this was a positive thing for us to support and help the kiddos with and show our community that we believe in our kids and our youth, and show the youth that they're important to us and their concerns are important to us. The youth and Builders Club have done several things for Kiwanis, and so now it's Kiwanis' way to be able to, you know, give back to them. And it's just a good positive message that I believe is what Kiwanis' goal and motto is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this will be a nice up-tempo evening, huh?
Yes, it will be.
All right. I don't think we have a dance floor there at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium, but feel free to wiggle around if you'd like.
Yeah. In fact, Steve, there's one of the songs is the YMCA, mm-hmm. and so he has the audience participate in several things. Yeah.
Sue did tell me, too. She warned me that they will hand out earplugs.
Yes, because drumming is very loud.
And it won't stop you from hearing what's going on.
No, just tone it down a little bit.
It'll just dull the pain slightly. Yeah, that's right. No, yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a good time. It's music with a little bit of meaning mixed in as well. So should be a great night. And again, that's coming up this Monday, March 30th. March 30th. Where did the time go already? 6:30 p.m. is the time. That's the Atlantic Kiwanis Builders Club. Great set of future leaders getting out in front and giving you an opportunity to have some fun and learn a little bit. You know, it'd be great to have not just a big crowd, but a big crowd based largely of youngsters who are going to get that message,
yes,
too.
Yes, definitely.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
So make it a family event. Bring the kids out with you as well. 6:30 again this Monday, March 30th at the Atlantic Middle School Auditorium. And that is free admission to experience Sheltered Reality. Drumline with a little bit of a message there, too. Should be fun. Sue, Carla, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
appreciate you doing
Jim.
All
Thank
that work.
Thank you for having us.